Hello, this is Erica Glessing, and I'm really excited today because of all the guests I could have chosen to come on my show. I have a writer's writer, and I'm really excited to introduce you to her, and she's going to give us some practical ways to get out of writer's block and who knows what else. So welcome, Kirsten McNeil. How are you today?
I'm doing good and I'm excited to be here. Thank you.
Where in the world are you? Where in the country are you?
I'm in Canada in BC.
Okay.
West Coast.
BC is West Coast, like that beautiful area, like Vancouver up to
Yeah.
Alaska. Nice. Is it nice there? Is it winter yet?
It's kind of back and forth between rain and sun. It doesn't know what it wants to be.
I'm in an area of California where if we get like 4 minutes of rain and the dust settles, we get excited.
Yeah.
It literally is like sunny here, like and it doesn't get cold anymore. It's so fascinating, but that's probably not why people are tuning into my shows to find out about the weather in California. So what got you kind of interested in your career? Tell me a little bit about your background.
Yeah, so I've always loved writing and creativity. I've been writing ever since I was a little kid. And it's just something I've always been drawn to. I always thought that I would be like a published author with tons of published books by now, but life kind of decides other things for you. And I just naturally found book editing and a lot of, when I did like copywriting, I started with that. And then more writers started asking me to do editing and things like that. And I, being able to read for a living is amazing. So why not, right? And then, going from more like the technical side, I really wanted to bridge that gap and find something that can help writers just feel more confident in themselves and just really get motivated to publish what they want to do. So I added confidence coaching and I'm a certified life and wellness coach. So I really wanted to bring all that together and just help
Yeah,
writers feel good about what they're
how do we
doing.
get over, like, well, I'm blessed because since I was my both my parents were writers and publishers. Both my parents have books. Both my parents publish newspapers. I mean, I just like, and my grandfather as well. So I think I grew up with like ink in my veins. But I feel like even that, it's still hard to think that your writing is good enough. There's this whole thing of like, I don't write well enough. Do you know what I'm saying? It's like this whole, and don't you get that? Like people are just so scared they're writing crappy. How do you help people get over that fear of that they're actually their writing sucks?
Yeah, I can definitely relate to those feelings. There's always that self-doubt that comes in, but I really like to help the writer focus in on themselves and really remember why they love to write because, having that passion and the creativity is a really important part of it. So just being able to be like, I'm just gonna write what I write. If people don't like it, it is what it is. It's one of those things where creativity is so subjective and you're never gonna be able to please everybody. So just, do what you love for yourself and be able to enjoy the process and not focus so much on, oh, I got to get this done. I got to, publish this, got to do that, and just, have
Yeah.
fun with it and realign with that.
One of the books I published, it was so beautiful. It's a little kids adult book called Trust the Process.
I love
And
that.
it's about a butterfly or a caterpillar, who's like, when am I gonna become a butterfly? When am I gonna become a butterfly? And it's so crazy. And the title of the book, it's her name is Jill Bachman. It's written by this butterfly woman in Wisconsin who had like a butterfly garden. And so I think that trust the process is a really beautiful message. And Kirsten, I'm really thankful that you brought that message up because I would like to say that to everybody listening that trusting the process is one of the most challenging things we can do. So why don't you talk a little bit more about kind of if you get a vision in your head of a book, say you get like a idea for a book, what would you do next?
For myself, most of it just comes with idea dumping and, just writing out things that are in my head, because I think sometimes I get in the habit of like going through it over and over in my head, but then it doesn't go anywhere and it doesn't develop into anything because it's just stuck in my head. So once I just start getting things on paper, and you know, just if I'm doing an outline, I'll just think about the sequence of events and what I want to happen, and it doesn't have to be any sort of perfect or any sort of complete when you're first starting out. It's just gotta like get those ideas down and figure out, you know, what kind of story you want to tell, what genre it's in, and just really just put all the ideas out somewhere outside of your head, just so you can view it in a way that's a little bit more objective, so you can kind of see, as you know, writing a book is definitely a long, long process. So, you know, you just got to start somewhere and, you know, one step at a time.
It's really courageous when you think about it, like being willing to, it's, I can't remember where I was. They were talking about Madonna being agreed to be judged. Like, it was okay to be judged. Like, you know, people are going to hate her and it's okay. You know, it's like, it's all right. Like, okay, that's fine. And I feel like as someone agrees to write and agrees to put into a book, it's almost like being able, I don't really know how to say it, but it feels like there's something there, you know?
Yeah, it would be really exhausting if you tried to be good for everybody and entertain everybody. It's just like, there's so many people in the world, so you really can't keep up with everything. So you might as well just focus in on yourself and, you know, write what you want to read and create what you want to create and really just be selfish with it.
Yeah, I think that's so important. And I also feel like this whole people-pleasing thing, like, we were all raised, I don't know about everybody, but I mean, I can't speak for everybody, but so many of us were raised to please the teacher, right? Please the parents, please the teacher. And good writing sometimes comes, in fact, so fascinating. I was reading about Steinbeck, and I was reading some of the letters he wrote to his sister, and John Steinbeck was a very famous sort of Salinas, Monterey, California writer. And it was so fascinating to read his self-doubt. He wrote like The Grapes of Wrath.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy when you look into, you know, other writers, and, you know, Stephen King comes to mind for me, and you learn about their lives and stuff, and it's just like, oh, they went through that too, and yet they're, you know, millionaires with their, you know, books and TV adaptations and all that stuff.
Yeah, it's wonderful. I love it. So tell me a little bit more about your actual business. What's like the name of it? Tell us a little bit more about your actual business.
Yeah, so my business is called Worthy Writers Editing. I've kind of floated back and forth with just calling it Worthy Writers because I think it encapsulates more of, you know, the editing and the coaching and everything. So one of the services I offer involves editing through like the full process. So developments like the plot and characters, and then moving into the more technical side of like word choice and structure and things like that. And then the coaching side really focuses on just finding your purpose for being a writer and finding that joy, whether you've, you know, want to get into writing and don't know where to start, or you've been writing for a while and you've kind of lost, you know, your way, so to speak, and, you know, you can't really figure out how to get back to writing, because, you know, when we're writers, that's not all we are. You know, some people are parents, or, you know, have day jobs or things like that come up, or have their own businesses, and so there's lots of things that we juggle every day, and, you know, chores and all those things have to get done too for some reason. But, you know, it all comes together and to create who you are, and just being able to figure out how to build writing into your life and doing it in a way that feels fun to you, feels good, and, you know, avoids comparing yourself to others and like, oh, well, they published this book and, you know, they publish every few months and I should be doing that. It's, you know, getting rid of that language of should and must, and just really embracing what your process is and enjoying the journey.
Yeah, years ago, I created something called a happiness telesummit, and I interviewed all these happiness experts, and they didn't know each other, right? Like, they didn't talk to each other. Does that make sense? Like,
yeah.
One might be here, and then one might be writing a book about this, and one might have just written a book about that. There were so many inspirations that were common among the experts who did not know each other. It was fascinating. It was like they were all being inspired in the same sort of time and space continuum, and none of them knew each other. And yet each one like had their own audience. I found it was really, really interesting as a as an experience, you know?
Yeah, it's very cool, like the connection that we have to creativity and the different inspirations we bring out, like in, you know, when we're reading and when we're watching TV and all those like art forms that come out, and then we can just, you know, create something, you know, from our imaginations. That's always really fascinated me too, of just like you can come up with a simple idea and then it just evolves into this beautiful world and characters and all that, right?
Yeah, I can't really write fiction. I've always, you know, it's so funny. I've always sort of like wanted, I love reading murder mysteries.
Yeah.
And yeah, and I like the ones that involve horses. So my favorite author is Rita Mae Brown, and in her mystery books, she also writes other books. In her mystery books, there's a horse and a dog and a cat who all talk. And I've always sort of like yeah, I don't think I'm going to get to that dream because I've only written nonfiction. But the thing is, like in my dream, I would do a series where the cats and the dogs and the horses all solve the mystery.
Yeah.
I know,
Yeah,
it's
it's fun
crazy.
to explore things like that. And, you know, I've
Yeah.
actually dabbled a little bit in, you know, memoir stuff lately and, you know, writing about my personal experiences. And I'm helping a friend write her experience immigrating from Hungary to Canada. And that's one thing I love about writing too, is just there's so many different things you can do with it, whether it's fiction or nonfiction, personal development and everything. And then there's just so many things you can do, especially when you self-publish too, because there's just so much more control. But you know, there's pros and cons to everything, regardless of, you know, traditional or self-published, right?
Absolutely. Like that's a whole nother podcast, and I encourage everyone to explore like what makes their heart sing, like what makes them feel the most alive, because there are so many choices there. But Kirsten, it's been so much fun talking to you. I want to let my audience know how they can reach you and find out more.
They can find me at worthywriters.ca or at Confident Kirsten on Instagram.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Thanks for the conversation.
Thanks.